give you pictures and cards on non-holidays. And it wasn't because I was bored. I followed you from room to room with no attention. And it wasn't because I was bored. It was because I was loving you so much. It's the only reason I gave my time to you. And that's it, that's a kick in your giving up. Cause you know you won't like it when there's nothing to do. Check out that rack of his. Look at that row of guitar necks. Lined up like eager fillies. Outstretched like legs of rockets. They don't know what they are in for and they don't care. But I do. I thought you would wail on me like you wail on them. But it was just a Gucci coup. And meanwhile, I'm loving you so much. It's the only reason I gave my time to you. And that's it, that's the kick in you giving up. Cause you know you won't like it when there's nothing to do. Only reason that I gave my time to you. And that's it, that's the kick in you giving up. Cause you know you don't like it when there's nothing to do. Well, I've been used so many times. I've learned to use myself in kind. I try to drum, I try to write.
Hello, everyone. I am on air, I think, a little bit quietly, and I'm getting louder as we speak. My name is Kim, and you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO. I'm turning myself up louder. I'm going to turn myself down a little bit on the headphones. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And my name is Kim. I think I said that. This is Post Adolescence Glow for the next hour. And yeah, we're just going to hear some music. And then we will introduce who we got on today. Go ahead, guys.
For having us.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to have you.
Yeah, I'm Angelina Cara. This is my beautiful band. We got Shreyas on keys, Izzy Savitas on bass, Riley on drums, Grayson on guitar, Sandhya on violin, and Grace on guitar. So it's a fun group.
We're so excited. And some people have been here before and some people are going to be here again. So it's fun to see the new remix of all you guys. And just after that, I'm so excited for the rest of this set. What was that song called?
That was called Mixed Emotions. Nice. It was actually the first song I ever wrote at Berkeley. So yeah.
Cool. And can we hear that anywhere? Is it out?
It's not out yet, but I'm planning on releasing it. All of these songs will be part of an album I'm planning on releasing these coming next months.
That's super exciting. What do you have next for us?
Next, we have a song called My Warm. Yeah, I worked on this mostly in Valencia, and it's it's very emotional. It's about a past relationship. And starts to pour. My breathing seems unsteady. My body is shaken to the core. But then comes my lovely one to melt my worries away. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. The time falls so fast, you miss. I think and months have gone by. My head was small. Starts to steady to sink into your arms, and I'd never felt that safe before. Only with you, oh,
hello. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I have like so many things I want to ask you, but I'm gonna save it and just enjoy. What is the next song?
Thank you so much. The next song is I'll Wait For You. Okay. This is like more of a jazz tune, and
amazing.
Yeah, I also put this together in Valencia for the first time. Mornings rise, I'll wait for you. Evenings fall, I'll wait for you. I'll just keep on waiting for you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm loving all the different genres that you guys are
inhabiting
and killing. you're going to be switching to piano for this song,
yes.
Right? Okay. I'm going to have Chloe read a little PSA, and we are going to come in there and help you out. I'm going to mute your mic.
Perfect. Thank you.
Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leaved poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. I didn't know that. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come into contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands, and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's winter right now, but you never know when spring can come up and that poison ivy starts growing. Anything to add, Daniel? Yeah. My mom, sorry, just a little anecdote. My mom has, like, chronic poison oak, so she, anytime she touches it, she just gets it all over her body. It's really upsetting. And so that's why we should all be aware to don't touch it. And, you know, what is it? What do you, like, wash it in? It starts with a C. I don't know what it is. But make sure you do that. No, not tomato bath. That's if you get sprayed by a skunk. Just be aware. Just be aware of your surroundings, and it's always good to explore nature, but you also want to make sure that you're not touching plants that you don't want to. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Chloe, for that amazing stalling session. we had to do a little switcheroo in there. Is everyone feeling good? Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
I wouldn't mind you a little higher, honestly.
Okay, cool. I got that. So, remind me what the name of that last song you just played was.
So, the last song was called I'll Wait For You.
I'll Wait For You.
And this next one is called The Birds. The song is pretty special to me. I actually wrote it on guitar. But me and my band, we kind of made this new, like, Motown version of it. And it's pretty cool. And I like it. So, here's The Birds. Thank you.
Beautiful. I love that. Are you switching back to standing?
Yes, okay.
I'm going to have Daniel and Max go in there. Can you go in there and help her switch to standing? And I'm going to mute your mic and I'm just going to freaking talk for a second.
Sounds good.
So these are the questions that I want to be asking, but I'm going to ask soon. I'm really interested. A lot of these musicians I have seen before in different bands. If any of you guys are avid PAG listeners and you remember Marianthe Olympia or Layla Lamb or Ella Fay, those are some musicians that have members that are back here. And I remember all of those groups being, of course, every single group that comes on here is incredibly outstanding, but those were some really memorable shows, and it's really fun to see how at Berklee, like, different musicians, especially with unique instruments like guitar and violin and everything, like, can be in such unique different groups and inhabit this, like, really cool musical space and collaboration. So that's just my little, like, oh my god, I love you guys situation. But are you good? Are you feeling good? You're back?
Yes.
Back to normal?
I am back to normal.
do you want to just keep playing?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I can introduce a little bit this next song.
Yeah, please do.
This one is called Silence. It's actually out. So this one, yay, you can listen to. Oh, the other one also is out. So you can listen to this past one that I just played, The Birds, and Silence.
Beautiful.
Which I'm about to play. Yeah, and we're going to have a fun time.
Perfect.
There's a whisper on my mind, echoing through the cavities, bouncing, going fast into a scream. Oh, but I can't help it, I can't take it, I want the silence. I want the silence.
Had to leave a little bit. That was amazing. Can I just ask really quick, what's your vocal background? What's your training? Is that a loaded question?
I guess I mainly, like, grew up doing theater.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, a big part of it. I also was classically trained for choir, and I used to do classical competitions when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in high school, I did some pop rock vocal lessons, so I kind of have a little bit of everything. I also did some, like, jazz stuff before coming to Berklee.
Yeah, I would say like my main though is probably theater, low key.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, because I was last week we had a singer who was like opera trained, and I was like, okay, like this makes sense. But I was wondering, I'm like, there's something that's giving you a lot of power and confidence, and it's definitely the theater. And like, it makes sense that you've inhabited a lot of, I keep saying inhabited, why is this a word today? I don't know. You've done a lot of different genres, and that's super clear in your music, which is really cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
But I'll let you guys keep playing.
No,
what's your next song?
Thank you. The next song is Bones. Yeah.
Feel my skeleton curling up beneath my skin. My knees fit like puzzles. Sockets of my head. My flesh is sitting heavy on my bones, but somehow scene and the pain throbs like a tragic piece of art. With a flip of a coin, it'll all start. She will choose.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chloe was like, I so understand the theater background. Like, it feels like this could be a musical.
Oh
like,
my
the
God.
Whole thing.
I love that. Thank you.
You need to write a play, or, like, someone needs to write a play.
Oh, my gosh. I'd love that.
That would be so good. How many more do you have planned?
We've actually only got one more song left, and this is the okay. song that ties everything all together. It's called Jack of All Trades because mm-hmm. this album is going to be multi-genre. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I was noticing.
Exactly.
Do you want to just play that song and then let's like do a little interviewing, or do you want to talk a little bit right now?
What time is it? Let me see.
It's like 12:40.
I say let's play the song and I'll talk after.
Cool. Sounds great.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Know what to like say now.
Now I feel like you're good.
Yeah, I was like, your in-ears literally flew out. Oh. Okay. Okay, it all makes sense. Everything makes sense now.
Yeah.
So why was this like the first song that, what was the progression of creative process in this album?
Honestly, it's been like, I mean, it started from the beginning of Berklee, really. Like, I first got to Berklee, I took a M-Tech class that gave us assignments to write songs. And the first song I wrote was Mixed Emotions. And then all these classes kind of made me realize that I really wanted to explore all these different genres because I just liked trying everything, you know? Like, I was surrounded by so many people who were complete different backgrounds, complete different, like I guess, studies of music, different genres, different styles. And that was just so cool to me. And I was just like, wow, I want to try that. I want to do all that, you know? And I'm literally nothing without these like musicians. Like, my band is incredible. They're incredible players, and they all bring their own touch to this music, and it's just, it's really great.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
On that note, how did you guys form and meet? Also, all of the, you guys can unplug, like, yeah, everything's fine. How did you guys all meet, and in what was the timeline between you writing and the band forming, etc.?
I've been playing with a lot of different players this past year, I'd say. I first really started doing the whole like gigging thing in during my study abroad semester, which was last spring.
Mm-hmm.
So a year ago.
In Spain, right?
Yes. Okay. In Spain, I put all my music together finally. Like, I finally sat down, I wrote charts for everything,
mm-hmm.
and I knew I wanted to like bring all these songs to real life. And a lot of them, honestly, like the process was really intertwined. There were some songs like Mixed Emotions that I already finished writing my freshman year, and mm-hmm. I had the demo done, but I never had it live. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to sound like with a band, but mm-hmm. I experimented with like all these songs, and I made charts for songs in Spain, like four of them, and my band in Spain, which Sandia was a part of, and Izzy, who was my bassist, mm-hmm. They both played my music in mm-hmm. Spain. It was like just a small set, and that was the first time I ever performed my music in front of a crowd of people. And I was like, wow, oh my gosh.
Wow. So this is pretty new.
Yeah. It is. I'm like, I'm honestly a baby to this. I won't lie.
Well, no one would ever be able to tell. You guys have such good chemistry, and like, I feel like, yeah, like just the synthesis of everything was really, really awesome.
Thank you.
To see. So I would have never guessed that it was that recent.
Thank you. Yeah.
So then coming back is when kind of everything fell into place after your study abroad.
Yeah, because it was I did four songs, and then over the summer I told myself that I would try and finish the rest of the songs. And there were some songs that were not even written. There's going to be 11 songs on the album. One of them is actually still not written. mm-hmm. But I did this crazy thing over the summer where I emailed like a bunch of venues in Boston. And
that's not crazy.
I didn't have a full hour set of music at that time, mm-hmm. but I was proposing a headliner show for myself without having the music for that. So it's I was like, I'm going to book these shows, and it's going to force me to finish the songs.
Yeah.
So then comes fall. I did book these shows. I had these shows being like, okay, now I really got to finish this music.
Yeah.
And it forced me to finish it. And honestly, it was great. Like, Jack of All Trades, the songwriting process for that was like probably the most chaotic thing I've ever done in my life, because I'm sure. Literally a week to the show and it was still in the process of being written.
Wow. And that's the core.
Yeah.
Wow.
I work under pressure.
Wow. So that wasn't the first song you wrote out of this album?
No, it was the last, actually. Well, it's going to be the second to last. I still have one more that I have to write for the album that I have not played today. Yeah.
I see. So, okay, you haven't played it because you haven't written it.
I haven't written it yet.
But you said it's going to hopefully come out in the next couple months?
Yes, I'm hoping.
Okay. And what shows do you have on the docket still for like the rest of the semester?
As of now, I actually don't have any other shows planned. But I'm hoping that will change. I have some ideas and some places that I do want to play, but nothing on the calendar yet.
Okay. Well, so this is the cap for now.
For now, yeah.
Okay, interesting. What was, of the place, the venues that you played in Boston, what was, like, your favorite show so far?
Probably the Rockwell, honestly, because... Mm. The staff there is, like, they're incredible people. Like, so great to work with.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so much fun. Like, it ran so smoothly. And, like, me and my band just had, like, such a great time. And that was honestly, like, I think that was, like, maybe a week and a half ago. It was not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
But.
And that's right here in Davis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was really fun.
I remember seeing Layla Lamb there.
Yeah.
Which your guitar player is in that band.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool venue because I feel like you can be really up close with the artists, and there's a lot of, like, interchange between the artists and the audience members.
Yeah, totally.
So what is the story? Okay, I guess you kind of explained that, like, coming to Berklee and experiencing so many different music genres, like, is what pushed you to try them all?
Yeah. Okay. Truly, yeah. I mean, like, especially, like, in Spain, too. Like, obviously, I don't have any Latin music, but, like, maybe that would be a little weird if I did that. But, like, I will say, like, for example, my roommate, Melanie, she was playing keys for me in Valencia, and she makes, like, crazy awesome music, and it's, like, time signature changes and, like, interesting chords, a lot of modal interchange. And, like, that's kind of what I, like... When I was going into the writing of Jack of All Trades, I was like, yeah, I just want this to be the kitchen sink, you know? I wanted to put everything I could into it. Like, I want it to be, like, a love letter to, like, all of the people who influenced me and my style and what I like at Berklee, which is just, like, all of my friends, truly. Like, my friends are my biggest inspiration as musicians. And I wouldn't even say, like, truly if people were to ask me that question, I would never even answer like a celebrity because I don't think I listen to their music enough. I think I listen to my my friend's music like more. I just enjoy it.
That's really cool. That's awesome. Do you have a genre that you think you like particularly connect with, or do you think like a song within a more concrete genre was like the most fun or freeing to write?
That's hard. Because I love them all, each for their own particular reason.
Yeah.
You
don't have to have an answer.
I would say, like, the most nostalgic is probably, like, alt-poppy, like, rock music. Because, like, I grew up listening on that stuff.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, one of the most fun genres to create for is, like super electronic, like, things. Like, yeah. I didn't play it today, but I have this one song actually with Melanie, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's a feature on it called Round Two. And it's like, that is also out and released, so you can listen to it. It's like a hyper pop, like super like Pink Panther's type.
I think
song.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I remember like, I usually kind of check out people beforehand, but not too much because I want to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I remember seeing that on your Instagram and I was like, not exactly sure what to expect. I'm like, oh, there's so many musicians coming in. Like, I know some of them and I know their instruments. And I was like, very interested to see because people were like, what genre do you think it's going to be today? Or like, what, you know,
yeah,
what's the drum style for like miking and stuff? And I'm like, don't really know. And I was right because there's not really one genre.
Yeah.
So
trick question, it's everything.
Exactly. That's really cool. And where can we listen to your music? Where can we find your Instagram and anything else that we should look for?
Yeah, I mean, you can listen to my music out on all streaming platforms under Angelina Cara. And for my Instagram, and any social media, honestly, if you search up Angelina Cara or Angelina Cara Music, that's my Instagram.
It's Cara, C-A-R-A, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Angelina Cara Music.
And if you follow Post at Adolescence Glow, you can also find her through us as well, because Yay. We posted a little graphic, and we're going to post more photos because we got video in here, we got photography, so much media. Very excited about that. What has your recording process been for the album?
Oh my gosh, it's been all over the place. Because I truly, when it comes to like recording songs, like the ones that I have out, I didn't do it in a studio. I just did it in my bedroom. And I really like doing a lot of like do it your own way type things. But there's some instruments like drums. There's no really good way to do that your own way.
Yeah.
Unless you like go to a practice room, I guess. But, you know, for drums and stuff, I'm trying to get those recorded in studios. Voice, I like my microphone I have at home. I'll probably honestly record it in my apartment because that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And
keep the same sound.
Yeah. And like, I think I like to be more free with it, you know, like see what happens. If there's a song that calls for a studio, maybe I will, but I don't know. I feel like studios are not really my thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I feel like I've heard that at Berklee you have the resources, but sometimes it's hard to get access as much as you need.
Yes.
Everyone needs it.
Everyone needs it.
Because you're all doing
it.
The same thing. Kind of. So that's really cool that you're taking matters into your own hands. Are you like mixing it and producing it with friends, or are you really like leading it yourself?
It depends on the song. I really like collaboration. I used to honestly be pretty insecure about my production, so I didn't really trust myself on the producing end, and I would like produce a really, really like a demo up to as much as I could. So it was kind of like, and then I would send it off to another producer to finish it off. And to be fair, I honestly didn't know much about production coming into Berklee. Like, I learned all of my production skills at Berklee. But now I've gotten better at producing, and my latest release, The Birds, I actually produced all on my own, and I'm pretty happy about that. But I did get someone to master it. Mastering, I don't understand.
That's like, that's like a separate thing, and you definitely should have someone else do that anyways. That's a good practice.
But I mixed and mastered that one my own, and for these other songs, I'm honestly planning on doing a mix of, like, you know, if the song calls for someone else, then I'll hand it off to them. I like going with the flow with these things, you know.
That's good. There's no reason to like be super strict with yourself anyways. And it's your music, so do whatever you want with it. Well, maybe let's, it's 12:56, so it's probably 57. It's probably a good time to wrap up. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to ask you. Do you, in terms of everyone's parts and like arrangements, are you, is it just like lead sheets and you're kind of like, okay, like how do you workshop things? Because you have so many textures and instruments, and how involved are you in like planning all of that out?
It really depends on the song. Like, I usually have hits in mind, and I'll usually have like, for Jack of All Trades, I will say that song, I was very involved with that because I had a very particular vision of like how I wanted the piano part to sound, how I wanted like the hits to go, and like the like dynamic wise, all of that is me. But honestly, like the melodic touches and stuff, like I also let people really play around with my music. And even if I have something really written in, and I'll be like it'll still leave some room, like unless I have like a written part, like I usually like to be like, okay, like gentle, like comping here, and like I'll give them an idea like I did arpeggios in my demo, but if you have a different idea, I'd like to hear what, like, you know, you add. And it's honestly really cool because since I'm so new to this, I've been playing with so many different musicians because people are in and out, you know, everyone is so busy at Berklee. So it's almost like every show has their its own little flavor, like, you know, because there's maybe two people can't make that one, but I'll have two new people, and it's like, or they someone who came from the way, who played my music in the past will come back, and it's like, and it's like, it's really cool because each time it's just like
different.
I don't know, it's just this new rendition, and I love seeing that evolution happen, and it makes me more sure of what I want to record too.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I like that, test but out I like different this. Things. Yeah.
That's really, really cool. And I feel like that's definitely something that probably other Berkeley groups can relate to because, mm-hmm. yeah, it's very obvious that people are in a lot of different bands and support different artists and things are in flux a lot. And you guys are all such competent and talented and creative musicians that it's, you can be like, oh, you know, kind of do this, but you can do what you want and you can trust each other, which is a cool space to have the opportunity to be in.
Oh yeah. I'm so lucky. Like I'm forever grateful that I get to go to Berkeley and have access to such incredible musicians, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, this is wrapping up our hour. So thank you so much for being here. Can you please repeat your name and where we can find you?
Yes. Thank you.